Big economic day with the GDP figures coming out this morning. Consensus is we'll see some growth in Q2, which is April, May of June, so obviously it's been and gone. But that would end the recession is the important part. Westpac's chief economist Kelly Eckholds with us. Kelly, morning.
Good morning.
You're a fairly bullish 0.8. What are you seeing there?
Well, there's a bit of volatility in the quarter-to-quarter numbers in the last couple of years. So our 0.8 is really a bounce back from that very weak first quarter. We think it's better to focus on the annual rate of growth, which is forecast to be 1.5% for the year.
And how much of that's driven by migration? And when you take into account migration, what's GDP per capita?
GDP per capita is very weak at the moment because we've got record population growth at the moment. So we're very much in a recession in per capita terms. There's certainly parts of the economy that are showing relative strength because of the inward migration, particularly those sectors of the economy that are really struggling to staff in the last couple of years. Think, for example, things like transportation, where we've now got a better supply of bus drivers and truck drivers than we had before.
Exactly. So is it good to drive an economy with just migration, or do we need a whole bunch of other stuff? And if we do need a whole bunch of other stuff, because I sort of answered my question, what is it we're looking at? Because I can't find a lot that's going well.
Well, certainly business was very constrained by the shortage of staff in the last few years, right? That was the single greatest factor that was constraining business and surveys for most of the last 3 years, really. So that's not good. I mean, I guess what we really need, though, for the economy is productivity. Productivity is the sort of thing that helps drive up real wages for New Zealanders and obviously makes everybody's living standards better off.
The election, if we get a change of government and the rules around foreign buyers and housing changes, is that a material shift do you see by quarter four?
Well, I mean, quarter four is probably a little bit early to be thinking about any kind of like impacts from sort of like whatever the next government is. But certainly those housing market measures look to be some of the ones that could have a reasonable impact on what is already a strengthening housing market, particularly as it may make housing more attractive from an investment perspective than it has been for a while.
Reason I asked the question, in talking to real estate agents, they say they've got foreigners on the phone already ready to fire as of October 15. I was just interested in that. The current account that came out yesterday at 7.5%, are you bullish on that or not really?
Well, it's certainly very encouraging, but the number is still really high, Mike. So and there's always a lot of revisions going on driving those sorts of numbers. I mean, I think we need to see a lot more progress there in the current account to kind of like reduce those risks that might come from foreign investors potentially becoming concerned about investing in New Zealand.
And if you're right about Q2, Q3, Q4, do you see a double dip recession or no?
We've got growth very flat at the moment for the second half of the year, but I've been characterising it as flirting with recession because when you forecast a 0 or 0.1, it could easily be negative. Yeah. Factors there really weighing are the ongoing lags from high interest rates and this increasingly weaker situation in China.
Always a pleasure, mate. Kelly Eckholds, who is the Westpac chief economist with us this morning.